Psalm 65. To the Choir Master, a Psalm of David, a song. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, the one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. This psalm shouts of satisfaction in the immense productivity of the land. Canaan is performing like it was supposed to perform, like it was promised to perform, like a land flowing with milk and honey. David must have been overjoyed to see his domain overflowing with abundant life. Yet how rarely is life like that today? Our jobs get boring, toys break, bodies ache. Clearly, if we look for full satisfaction in this world, we will be frustrated. Instead, we must look for the new earth when we will feast with the Lord Jesus in his presence and truly dwell in your courts, and be satisfied with the goodness of your house. After all, because of his death and resurrection, Christ is making all things new and will usher in a land overflowing with abundant life, which the Bible describes as a great feast. In short, God cares for you. He does not care about our souls alone, although that is the most important thing about us. He cares also about our physical nourishment. Yet why did he give us food ultimately? Not only for our enjoyment, but more deeply to tell us who he is, our true sustenance, our deepest nourishment. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This psalm whets our appetite for the feasting on Christ yet to come.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.